return. It's all of us, man. It's Fans of Patrol time. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is the sensitive second co-host herself, Tifflebutt.
I'm here. I'm feeling great. I'm ready.
Nah, sounds wonderful. And the third co-host, Mr.
S-M-O-O-V-E, spell smooth, not fall like weather.
Not yet smooth. True. Not yet. It's a little chilly.
No, it's cold today.
It's over, man.
Summer's over.
On my way back from the gym today, I saw a guy on a little bitty motorcycle.
Little bitty?
Yeah. It was like a 400 or something like that. And he had a wife beater on.
Oh, wow.
Shorts. And he was probably about 58, maybe 60.
He's a warrior.
And glasses. And it was like 65 degrees outside. So bike temperature, that's 55 degrees outside.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's a warrior,
this
dude.
This dude is crazy as hell. Yeah. First of all, no helmet, no nothing like that. Just shorts and wife beater on a motorcycle. You crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, man, this is show 302. Title 303.
We just
303. I keep telling myself, I'm going to put it on the show art. 303, the wrong thing. You know, I do that shit, y'all. Y'all know that. I'd be like show 201. I better stop before I really get confused with the
you're gonna fuck yourself up.
I'm doing it right now. It's just like when you count smooth and somebody start doing a countdown or something.
Oh yeah, you lose.
Oh
count.
Yes.
Like, you bastard, stop it.
Right.
So man, this week title of the show is Bill and Ted Face the Music. So we all ponied up, man, and we paid for the movie theater, you know, prices for Bill and Ted, you know, without the lovely popcorn, which I miss so much. And them Raisinets.
Yeah, what is it? Juju Bees.
And that great Icy Coke, man.
Something
about that shit in the movies is just better.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
All that butter and cholesterol.
Beautiful.
I don't like the popcorn very much. Sometimes I really want it, but I haven't missed it.
Oh, I missed it.
Oh, that's right, because Liza told us all those horrible stories about the popcorn.
Oh, and you had to remind me. Now I'm feeling different about it. Thanks a lot,
it's fine. It's still good.
Shit. Still good. She said, don't. Eat it.
Yeah, don't eat it.
Under no circumstances.
All the back tea and stuff that's in
there. Damn it.
Oh, man. Especially, I'm still eating it, though.
Dude, especially not everybody's like, well, I'm half sure. Our country is like very germ conscious now.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, now you think, you look at shit different now. You know,
yeah, you do.
You see older movies and it's big crowds, and you're like, look at all this. What are they masking? You know,
I have been watching shows that I know have been like, were just filmed just before the pandemic. You know what I mean? Just before everything started closing down, and I'm like, oh, they're all so close to each other. They're like breathing each other's mouth breaths.
I know. Shit has changed, y'all. Shit has changed. Yeah. This week on the show, man, we have a preview. I've been waiting for Dune. For some reason, that terrible movie from the 80s is one of my favorites. Don't ask me why. I just can't control myself. And I admit, it's terrible, but I love it. And so we got a preview of that. We're going to talk about that, man. What's his name? Clemente? That's a little kid name, Clemente?
Oh, no. You're talking about Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, that's him? Okay. Yeah. I mean, it was something like that. Okay.
Chalamet. He apparently, never mind. I'll talk about this later.
Okay. Star Trek. We got more Star Trek news for Smooth.
Oh, boy.
And rounding off the news, we have some DC Universe drama. I thought this would be fun to talk about because it's always something. So we're going to talk about a little DC action. DC! And price of tomatoes this week, y'all. And this time, Tiff ain't doing it. She's going to be in it this time.
I've never played it before.
That's your game. That's why. I'm
scared. Yeah, I was wondering. I'm like, wait a minute. When this came up, I'm like, these are his notes.
We got to do Price of Tomatoes. We're going to do Price of Tomatoes. Keanu Reeves, man. So,
oh, no.
Here we go.
All right.
And then at the top of the key, yes, that's like the NBA. Bill and Ted, Face the Music. And that's going to do it. So you guys ready to roll?
Woo!
Cha.
We'll be right back. Shit, I'm choking over here.
This is Anna from the Pop Prism Power Podcast.
This is Montego Bradley from Fans of Patrol.
This is Beat 'em Down from Cult 45, the movie podcast. And you are listening to the Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network.
Hey, this is Dave from Spirit Speak.
This is Marky Mark Markellis from Soul Wizard Podcast.
8-Bit Ray from the Gorilla Brain Podcast. And you are listening to the Geek World All-Star Podcast Network.
All right, man, we are back. It's time to get it on before we get rolling 100%. Can we have that social media R, Tipplebot?
Absolutely. For everything Fans on Patrol, go to fansonpatrol.com. That's our main hub. It's got a bunch of stuff that you'll like, so visit us at fansonpatrol.com. Reach us directly at fans@fansandpatrol.com or via social media on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Fans on Patrol. And listen to us on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, Stitcher, Satchel, Podknife, TuneIn, and subscribe to us on YouTube.
Yes!
So if you could give us a rating on any of those platforms, we'd really appreciate it. It helps us become searchable and find new listeners, and we like that. And we'll shout you out on the air if you do that, so please.
Hit us with them fives.
Man, we got a long list of
yeah, yeah.
Resources.
It's actually longer than that, but you know, I already went too far. But you know, you never know what a person, you know, they're like, wait a minute, I like Pod Knife. I'll listen to it on there, you know. Yeah, so, you know, and we're not on Amazon Music yet, but that should be coming quick. You know, it's just about the people. You want to get them smooth.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's all for them. You know, so whatever's convenient for them, for you. The people.
The people.
The people. What a lovely singing voice.
Let us stop.
This is not our role. What do you call it? That's me, Smooth. That's me being unprofessional over here. So Smooth was on it. He was grabbing. He was pushing buttons over there like George Jetson over there. Oh, boy. So let's talk about Dune, man.
Let's do it, yeah.
So, you know, there's a few Dunes, man, you know, and I love them all.
They get around.
They get around. Man, they had a Dune like in the 80s.
Yeah.
And the year it came out, it was voted Siskel and Ebert's worst movie of the year.
Wow.
And rightfully so. It was terrible. You know, it was terrible, Smooth.
It wasn't terrible. I think it was before his time.
Worst movie of the year?
Worst movie of the year.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to talk over you.
No, you're good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, worst movie, Tiff. Yeah.
I believe they said that, but.
Of the year. Yeah. They tow it up.
It has stuff in it.
You liked it because Paul reminded you of Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
Old man Picard was in there, but he wasn't nothing. He kind of reminded you of Obi-Wan.
Right, right.
You know, it was like the formula.
And they had weird shit in there. The big thing was like Jabba the Hutt
right.
in the beginning. Right. And
it just reminded you, anything science fiction, you just wanted more Star Wars.
And Sting was in there.
Yeah, he was. Little narrow ass walking around in that tight ass suit.
Right.
Talk about don't stand so close to me. It was terrible, Tiff.
So, I mean, I've seen snippets of it. It's got that guy from Twin Peaks.
Yeah, yeah, he played Paul. He played the
yeah, right,
he
yeah.
plays the main character,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. The chosen one.
Yeah, I thought that dude was going to be the next Mel Gibson or something. He had such a on-fire career at one point in time, and then he just poof.
Fizzled.
You know?
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, Nobody knows. He see him sometimes on TNT shows and shit like that. You know, he gets a role every once in a while.
Maybe by choice. Maybe
so anyway, choice, man, yeah. In the 90s. They came out with, in the 90s, they had a TV sci-fi movie, Dune, and it was dope.
I didn't even get a chance to see that. I heard about it.
It was dope, man. Because they had, like, time to develop the story, and they made it more believable. Right. Like, all the stuff with the people with the worms, they kind of made them, like, they were, like in the Arab region, you know? Yeah, like, so, you know, everything was Bernuses and stuff, and, you know, and it was like, oh, okay, so this is kind of cool, you know? It was dope. And then it came and gone. Nobody liked it, and everybody heard of it except for me, you know. So, but I loved it. Yeah. So now we got this thing, right?
Yeah.
And what a cast so far, you know. They have little Josh Brolin in there.
Yes, they do have Josh Brolin. Dave Bautista's in there.
They have Dave Bautista. They have Oscar Isaac.
Yeah.
They have Jason Momoa.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Jason Momoa.
The presses. Right. If I see another movie where Jason Momoa is like, yeah! What's up? How are you doing? It's me. Will you calm the hell down and play a different role, Jason? I like you, but come on, man.
He won't.
Even in the trailer, I'm like, oh, shit, dude. Come on, man. You're not acting. You're acting like yourself.
And then Timothy Chalamet, which is the main character.
Zendaya is in this, too.
Ooh.
So. She is. I saw her. She looks beautiful even when she looks bad.
Yeah, she's one of my favorites.
I really like her.
Yeah, me too.
She's so tiny.
Yeah. She'll get bigger as she get older, like the rest of us.
So Timothy Chalamet, and I hate to tell news out of school, but I saw that someone tweeted on Twitter that they went to school with him when he was at college.
Okay.
And he fucked around so much that there was like a chlamydia outbreak.
Woo! Damn, Timothy, you nasty ass bastard. Goodness gracious. Wow. Damn, somebody spray him down.
Wow.
Shit! Smooth, that's some nasty shit, man.
I guess people look at him and I think they think he's handsome.
I thought he was handsome.
To me, he looks like a baby. He looks like a child.
Well,
maybe that's the.
That's because you're getting old, Tiff. That's.
I guess. Yeah. That's the thing. Maybe amongst the 20 to 27 year olds, he's the hot ticket.
Yeah.
Well, he, but I'm old now, so.
Hey, he's hot for real. He's sizzling hot. Oh, wow. Nasty ass. Oh, geez.
He's I can look at him and tell that objectively that he's a good looking person. Does that make sense? Like, I'm like, okay, I'm like, I can tell that, like, sure, he's handsome. But, like, yeah, to me, he just looks very,
he's not
very
fine.
Young.
He reminds me of Pattinson. That's what he reminds me of. He has that.
Oh, yeah, and I was never into him.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Damn. See, I'll never look at this dude. I'm going to be in that movie like, sizzling.
Come on, man.
Nasty ass.
It happens. He was young. He didn't know. Dude, he didn't know about the lambskins and all the different
you'll get diseases ribs. From lambskins, just so you know. Anyway, he caused the outbreak. Yeah, that ain't the same as, hey, might want to go to the doctor.
So he was basically just banging all types of chicks. And
yeah, he was getting around.
So let's get back to this trailer, y'all.
All right.
Oh, I forgot we were even talking about Dune.
Let's get back on the trailer. So, you know, it's the same story.
Yeah.
Looks different.
Yeah.
But this time, you know, they had a lot of heavy hitting actors in the first movie. You know, I mean, but this is ridiculous. And I couldn't imagine these stars coming on board this thing for a shitty script. You know, so it must be something to this. Smooth, what you think of this ordeal we got here with all this desert stuff and the big worm and the Dave Bautista looking all creepy? I bet you he the flying fat man and he ain't gonna fly, but go ahead.
No, I don't think he's the flying fat man. They showed him, though. But I would like to say that for a fan of Dune, this is great. But for somebody that isn't a fan of Dune and this is new to them, this might not be a draw for you. Because it's, even though it does have the stars and stuff in there.
Smooth. Excellent point.
You know what I mean? And yeah, you know, I got to, you know, like I said, we got history with this. So yeah, of course, we're excited because they get to do it over.
But it does look cool, though, Smooth.
It looks cool for us, but I'm looking objectively.
But the explosions and the war and the spaceships and shit like that, that's
cool. Now, the spaceships was cool, and that was cool, but they did show a lot of sand.
Yeah, they did.
You know what I'm saying? And that might, you know, it's,
think it might be one of the movies that might be in love with itself, like what's that Star Trek the motion picture?
Very, very good work, very good. Yeah, you just put the
Well,
all
back off, Smooth. It's only one trailer.
It's only one trailer, but I am excited for it because, like you said, I got a little history of it, and of course, I didn't read the book, but you know, for people who did read the book, they said you know the movie wasn't close to the book, and for people that didn't read,
I think the TV show was.
But me personally, I am looking forward to it because I think it's going to be good. The big ass sandworm that we seen, that shit was
it
make
huge. Them old sandworms look like suckers,
don't right? That thing was huge, man. So yeah, I'm kind of excited for it.
Tiff, what you think of this? The uninitiated.
Yeah. So I've read a little of Dune.
The spices.
The spice. But I have not watched any Dune. And I don't know, this looks good. Like, it looks like something I might enjoy because I like sci-fi, but I do see why somebody might not. I can see why Smooth would say that.
I would not recommend this to a person that's not into this.
Right.
But go ahead.
Yeah. But I do think, you know, you're saying that maybe there's a good script, but I think that Dune is such a classic, like, science fiction piece of literature that there's this weird never-ending optimism
that you can do better.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
so like people are like, this will be the one that makes Dune. It'll be the one that people talk about for centuries or whatever. And so like I kind of think like if somebody had like if Peter Jackson had messed up the Lord of the Rings,
somebody else would have been like, well, shit.
It's not.
They doing it on Amazon, so somebody taking a crack already, and he did mess it up. So that's a good point, Tim.
So I'm just saying, it's if you have a place in like the Parthenon of great literature, someone is always going to think that they can either do it so that you like it or do it better.
Yeah, I feel you.
Like Tron. Yeah. We're all yeah. optimistic about Tron.
My heart is always open to Tron.
Right.
Tron, please don't wrong me again. Right. So, I think it looks great. Of course, I do. I thought it was very interesting that Josh Brolin is playing the Patrick Stewart character, doing the training and stuff. My heart is open for Dune. I wasn't a book fan. I didn't read back then, because that Dune book is gargantuan. It's a big book, man.
Yeah, it's like it's The Stand.
It's not. I thought that was like a 800 pager.
How big is it then?
I used to see it in the library, and I used to be like, I ain't reading that damn thing.
You probably saw the Dune collection. You probably saw the collected works of Dune, because there's more than one book.
Okay.
There's like three.
I was about to say, because that damn book, Tiff, we about to fight, because I used to look at that book like, oh, I ain't going to, no, I'm going to leave that book.
Well, I don't want anyone to be like on our mentions saying it's a regular length novel.
Okay.
It's like 200 something or 300 pages.
I thought it was a Harry Potter book. Anyway. So, the characters they have in it looks great. The action to me looks better. Like I said, the only negative thing I really got to say is with Jason Momoa coming in there and you're, woo! Yeah! Dude, stop it. Calm down.
He's pumped.
Oh, my God.
Always. But I can't wait for this. I'm really looking forward to it. When is it going to come out? Is it coming to the movies?
It says theaters only.
Yeah, they keep getting hot, but they keep delaying stuff. They delayed Wonder Woman again yesterday, again. Because Tenet it's making money, but it could be making a lot more money.
Because
I'm not going to the movies because you bastards got the theaters only open for from 5 to 10.
Well, yeah, so people can just
pack in. F you. I was going to the 10 o'clock show. Remember Smooth? I was excited.
I was going to the morning show, too.
I was telling Smooth, I'm going to the 10 o'clock show. I'm going to be there for the early club. And it was all, the old people. We ain't open.
Right.
What? You punks.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I do think that it's weird because I have forgotten movies that were supposed to come out this year.
Well, Bill and Ted was one of them.
Yeah.
So like, I'm worried that I will forget the movies.
Black
that
Widow
I wanna see.
Was supposed to come out.
Yep.
I mean, it was a robust lineup for this summer, and
it was
all gone. It's all gone. Damn you, coronavirus.
Yep.
When's the last time you heard somebody call it the coronavirus?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, God. They got so many nicknames for it and shit, right? We got COVID-19. We got Rona. We got we got the virus. And then all the dumb shit that the president says.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. We
which I won't repeat.
Yeah, we ain't repeating that shit.
So, anyway, man, moving on. Dune looks like a wait and see and two pumps, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully, yeah. We have high expectations.
But if it's garbage, so well. It's been garbage before. We'll get over it. It's like Tron.
Right, yeah. We just hope for another one. You make another one. Try to do it better.
Shit. So here's one of my favorite shows, man. So like I said at the beginning of the show, Star Trek Discovery is back. And I was very unsure of this even coming out because they must have been filming this during the pandemic, man, because I remember I didn't even hear that they were announced for a return. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, here you got a full season. You got some people sneaking, living in a bubble somewhere, filming movies, because here it is. So I'm a super uber fan. I will sit on the stake and plant my flag here and say this is my favorite Star Trek. Hands down, of all of them.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Over everything, this is my favorite one. It's that good. I keep telling y'all it's that good, and y'all ain't watching the damn thing. So anyway, I mean, it's shot well. It's shot cinematically. It's got great actors in it. And you got to find Sonequa Martin.
I can agree with the top three you just said.
Damn.
Especially that one. Yeah, she is beautiful.
She's
nice to look at.
Dude, she better than good looking. Damn, and you know what? She getting older. And she's like a fine wine.
Yeah, buddy.
Mm-mm, ain't nothing like a woman who gets old gracefully. Anyway, breaking apart from that. So they look like they took this damn series and put it on steroids. And just when you think it's nothing else they can do, because they had Spock and they had Captain Pike on the last episodes.
Oh, wow.
And they're getting their own show now.
Ooh.
This is awesome, and it looks great. I'm so interested in this. Tiffobot, What are you thinking about this? I know you haven't been watching them, so, you know, I knew what I was getting myself into.
So I'm looking at this, and it looks fine, like interesting. I don't know what's happening because I haven't been watching it, so it's confusing to see that apparently they've gone into the future.
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay. Yeah. But I mean, like, here's my one of my problems with like newer Star Treks is that they are overarching. They have an overarching storyline.
Yep.
Whereas older Star Treks
episodes
rarely had, like, they would have like some, there was links and there was like overarching themes. So like the Dominion and stuff like that, like, was like a thing that happened through multiple episodes, but like, and there was times when they'd have like maybe up to 7 episodes that were linked, but like they were mostly standalone episodes.
Yeah.
So like that part is hard for me to get over.
Get over it, Tiff. Join the new generation. Join the new generation. Christ almighty. Oh my goodness. It's good, Tiff.
But I mean, it looks fine. I think everything that you're saying is right. Like, I don't think there's anything like, and I hate to say, I don't necessarily agree with it. I think it's fine, but like, it doesn't feel Star Trek to me. It does feel more just like an action, a different kind of deep space exploration.
Nope, it's very scientific. Trust me. They had a moment.
I'm not talking about science. Mm-hmm.
It's very. You know what I like about it is that they do have relationships. They do. They absolutely do. But they mm-hmm. don't overdo it with that stuff, you know, making it like a love story or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? There's things going on, but they don't get way down in it. But they do just enough to make it real. I mean, it's cool. I love it. Smooth.
Yeah. The trailer does look good. I'm not a Star Trek fan.
We know this.
Everybody knows this. I mean, it does look good. And like you said, the cinematic quality, they got a high, you know, it looks good. And, you know, I see the guy with that looks like the sack.
He do.
Yeah. You know.
Dude, it's really hard for me to watch him.
Yeah.
And then he does something that's really nasty.
What does he do? He eats?
No, when he gets scared, he has these tendrils that come up the back of his neck. It looks effing disgusting. And so, but he's a great character. But go ahead.
No, yeah, he looks great. And now my question is, was the first seasons were mainly in space?
They're all in space.
No, well, I'm looking at this. It looks like they crash landed.
She was shipwrecked. They didn't crash land. She's shipwrecked.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She's shipwrecked. Not the ship is not.
Well, it looks like in this that the ship crashed and burned.
Well, that didn't happen in the show. So
okay. It's fine. I'm just saying it looks like it's going to take a different approach instead of being mainly in space. It's going to be, you know, on this planet or whatever. And she.
But like all Star Treks, they go on a planet.
Right. Yeah. They do. Mm-hmm. They do. But yeah, I mean, you know, I know we're gonna watch it because, you know.
Oh, maybe not, because at this point, this is the third season. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, it might be a one shot.
It don't make no sense to have y'all watch it. Shit.
Why not?
Y'all don't watch it. It's the third season.
Well, I mean, you can get a realistic view from people that don't watch it, and maybe they might get you know, pulled in. No. You never know.
Yeah, they ain't pull y'all in 2 years, so.
That is true. Mm-hmm. That is true. And Tiff.
Yes.
That's a disappointment because you are Trekkie.
That's Trekker.
Trekker. Oh, sorry.
So this whole time we've been talking about Star Trek, I must say that a commercial came on this YouTube after the Star Trek episode thing about Sasquatch soap.
What?
I can't stop watching it, and it's very distracting to me.
What the hell? I know what you're talking about.
It's like called like Mr. Sasquatch's clean testicles. What's it called? Yeah. It's for your manly parts, and then you become more of a man when you wash with it.
They don't try to sell you any goddamn thing.
So you don't be stinking. You know what I'm saying?
They don't stink no way.
Well, no, it's like deodorant. It's like like they said. Right? Well, I mean, in the summertime, you know, you might, work out and stuff. She's talking about a commercial.
No,
you know
I'm saying, who walks around with smelly balls? Get out of here. You'd
be surprised, man.
Well, you do if you don't wash with soap.
Right. Well, you wash with the same soap you can put everywhere else. You don't need special soap.
This is not ball soap. It's soap for everything.
I thought it was ball soap. I thought it was specifically for that.
No, I think it's soap for men.
Right. For the under chassis right there.
Ball soap. Right. For you ball guys soap. Who are a little bit wet down there.
Oh, well, like
Dr. Squatch ball soap.
Well, like Axe. Remember Axe did that? What about my ball sack? Remember that stupid ass commercial? You don't remember that?
What? No.
Man, come on.
They said, what about my ball sack?
Yes. And a dude had a sack of, he had a bag with balls.
I do remember that. He had a ball sack. Oh, my God. The internet and commercials are just terrible.
You do not remember that.
No, I don't.
Oh, my goodness. No.
Yeah. Y'all, we've gone off the rails.
We are, I don't know how the hell we get here from Star Trek, but let's really.
We've gone beyond.
Tiff.
Just like Star Trek.
You the one brought up the Sasquatch.
There we go. I brought it back.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about some more fireworks. So,
oh, I'm really excited to talk about this.
Oh, really? So, so Ray Fisher's been having some problems. You know, Black Lives Matter jumped off.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody started, you know, saying, hey, we at so-and-so, you know, we support Black Lives. And I'm very appreciative of all that, even though most of that was just, you know, pressure. But yeah, whatever it takes, right?
Right?
Just like the Avengers, whatever it takes. I believe Warner Brothers was one of those companies that came out like, hey, we support Black Lives Matter, but we support, you know, equal opportunity. And Ray Fisher was like, hey, hold the hell up.
No, you don't.
he was like, hold up. Then why'd y'all have this creepy-ass dude, Joss Whedon, working with me? Why did I feel like I was getting treated differently from this dude? And then as time went on, you know, they said, oh, shit, we're going to investigate. And, you know, and then it was like, well, wait a minute. It wasn't just him. This Jeff Johns was far worse than this bastard. He kept threatening me, taking me out of the role, you know, and I wasn't doing nothing different than my co-stars and shit. And it just, we're going to investigate. Then now, and you know, Warner Brothers come out and say, oh, he's not cooperating with our investigation. He's like, I'm cooperating with them bastards. I don't know what else you won't think I could do. He hasn't cooperated one bit. And so it's a mess, y'all.
Wow.
So then Jason Momoa, yeah, woo! He comes out last week saying, hashtag, I stand with Ray. The only one of his co-stars, which I thought was funny. The rest of them probably like, I ain't getting involved in that shit. You know, safe. Ben Affleck's still over there like, look. Me Too movement. I'm trying to stay quiet over here. So then all this shit is jumping off. So Tiffobot, I'm dying to hear what you want to say about this.
I'm worried about him because...
Oh, he's done. You know.
Yes, he's never going to work in Hollywood again. And that sucks.
You know what this is? This is...
Blackballing.
This is Matrix guy. This is Tank. Same thing happened to him.
Oh, really?
Felt like he was getting dogged out and shit. And you know, he got vocal. You know what happens when you're black and man, you're vocal. You know, now you're difficult.
Yeah, right.
You have an attitude.
Yeah, but
go ahead, Tiff. Go ahead, Tiff. Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, he's kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place because, like, he's either going to have to do one of two things. He's either going to have to never release what those people said.
Yeah,
or did.
Yeah, this is America.
And then people are going to be like, oh, he lied.
Yep, this is America. You know how it goes. This is
America. Go ahead. He's going to have to say what they did. And then he's going to be even more blackballed.
Yeah,
it's like he's damned if he does, he damned if he doesn't.
Only in America. This is how it works. This is America, Jack. What Kelsey say? I was thinking the same thing. I said, well, Ray is done. Unless he starts doing Tyler Perry movies and things like that.
I was about to say that. He can lean towards, yeah.
But he has a great voice, and he's a really good looking dude. I hated his cyborg. I didn't give a shit about it, but you know, but that had nothing to do with him. That was what he was given to do.
Right. Yeah.
And so I agree, Tiff. I think he's done, and I don't think anything is going to come from this investigation. What about you, Smooth?
What you just said, the last part. I don't think anything is going to come from it, but despair and low income from this guy, because you know, because like you just said, he's going to get the label as being a tattletale. You know, you're not going to be, you know, you don't want to trust him, or you know, like you said, he's going to be the angry black dude. He's not, you know, he's going to be, he's difficult, which is probably not true. He's probably just telling the truth, because like you said, Joss Whedon, you know, we've heard stories about his head.
Yeah, well, he barely got out of the last scandal,
right?
You know,
and now Jeff Johns, you know. I mean, I didn't really know about Jeff Johns.
I didn't either, but I could see it.
But I could, yeah, that's the thing. I can see it with Jeff Johns. Yeah, I don't discredit it at all.
I'm going to tell you something else about him. It's a reason. It has to be a reason because, you know, they had put him in charge of everything DC. Kevin Feige.
Right.
And now he's not.
Right, yeah, it's a reason why you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, people like get pissed off, dude.
Well, I don't know if that's what happened, but I'm saying it's more to him.
It's more, yeah.
I used to think he was kind of cool. Back in the day, he used to come on like podcasts and stuff and talk.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see it.
His head might have got big, you know, from, you know, getting promoted or whatever, and just lost it, you know, ego tripping and shit. But
so you just believe Ray?
I do. Yeah, I ain't got no reason not to. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, what is he? The thing is, what does he have to? Why, like, you know, I'm coming to the forefront. No, what am I lying? Why do I have to lie?
It's a good. best point you're making right there, Smooth, is that, yeah. No, I think Tiff actually made it first, saying, both of y'all, that this hurts his career.
Right, yeah.
So
what do I got to lose?
He, like a lot of people in this country, we're tired of this shit, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? Why do I got to be treated different shit, you know? So I don't know, Tiff. I mean, you're right. I think, you know, this is not going to end well for him. Right?
Yeah, you're right. It just sucks that, like, you have this choice, and it's not even really a choice. It's like, I can be quiet and then thus perpetrate this horrible thing that's happening and keep it going, or I can ruin myself and hopefully make change for the future.
Yeah, that's the choice.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So that's it for the news, y'all. Great news.
Yeah, well, it's pretty good.
Yeah, we can say great news when it's great news. Yeah, I love it when we be like, whew, we got through that. Everything's so funny. Okay, so we're going to take a break and we'll come right back. All right, man, we're back. So if you've never heard the show before, we like to play games from time to time. Now, the name of this game is Price of Tomatoes. What that is we stole the concept from The Price is Right, where you have to bid on the Rotten Tomatoes, whatever theme we choose. Whoever comes closest to the bid of what the actual score is wins the point. So, for example, if it's Star Wars and Smooth bids 91, Tiff bids 89, nobody went over, it's actually 95. I don't know if that's true or not. Smooth would take the point. So, got it?
Right.
Good. Okay. So, here we go. Let's start with our uninitiated person, Tiffobot, who's never played her own game, not one time.
So, all right.
So all these movies are going to be John Wick. So John Wick. We're going with John Wick. We're going with Keanu Reeves.
Okay.
So
okay.
John Wick is the first movie. 2014, the original. You, Tiff?
I think it was pretty critically well received. So I'm going to say 84.
84.
That's a good number there.
He'll cheat that Smooth.
Yep, I'm going to go 85. I'm going to do one over that.
Wow, you piece of garbage. Yeah. Hey, he took the point with that. It's 87.
Said 87. I should have said 87.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
You got to go with your gut with this one.
Yeah, you do.
But I went low because I was like, if I go too high, I'll fuck myself.
I'm going to put a C next to every cheat point.
Okay.
So, man, let's go back to something that maybe some people know. I'm not going to try to get obscure things. But how about 2000s Keanu Reeves, Gene Hackman, Orlando Jones, The Replacements?
Wow. That was a football movie. I remember that movie. I watched it.
Yep.
That was pretty good to me.
What's your score?
I'm going to go with, let's say back in the day, they weren't too happy with Keanu.
Oh,
they
Jesus, dude.
All right, my fault. Editing, I forgot the Eddie. Yes. I'm going to say 47.
47.
Yeah.
What say you, Tim?
I am going to say a dollar.
Woo! She pulled a Smooth.
She got a cheap point. Okay.
She got a cheap point. What is it? Woo! It's a real point. Tiff takes it. Dwayne went over.
Okay. What was it?
41%.
Ooh, you're close, Dwayne.
Yeah, I was close.
You were close. Okay, so we can't talk about Keanu Reeves without going with 1999's The Matrix.
Oh, shit. Okay, so this is my item. It is universally beloved, and I don't know about its critics' response, but I am going to say 80%. I'm going to go like a safe
80%. 80%.
Hmm.
Smooth.
That's a good number.
It's a good, we'll see what you're going to do
That's
with this
a good number.
This thing.
No, I'm going to go 85.
She's going to go 87. You went with 87, Tiff?
No, she said 80.
No, 80. 80.
You going with
85.
85.
That was a good year for me, too.
85.
Smooth. That was the year I was born.
Smooth takes the point.
All right.
It was.
What was it, 90?
It was 88%.
Oh, wow. So close to getting that perfect $100 bill. Don't you get a $100 bill when you get the exact number?
If this was The Price of Right, yes. Oh, shit. Okay, so where are we at here? Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves and Smooth. How about 2013's 47 Ronin?
Ooh. I like that movie, but I don't think it did well. I was going to say Because they had all that crazy stuff. I'm going to say 35.
35?
Yeah.
Okay. Tiff, what say you?
13.
Woo. Damn, and dude. Smooth goes over. Tiff takes the point.
Jeez.
She was barely.
Right.
16%.
Ooh. Shit.
Yeah, he was right. I love this movie. Love it.
I mean, it was all right.
I love it. I'm like, no, look at the score.
I remember Sean saying, hey, do you want to watch this movie? It's supposed to be terrible.
I love it.
To me.
I love 47 Ronin, man. So why don't we go with today's movie, Bill and Ted,
okay.
Face the Music, 2020.
They already rated this shit?
Yep.
Yep. I'm sure
Cern?
They did.
It's Tiff Cern.
Yep.
Yeah.
What you got?
Okay. I'm going to say 23%.
23% on the Rotten Tomatoes. What about you, Smooth?
$1.
$1.
She probably got it, though.
Tiff takes the point.
Yeah.
Rotten Tomato score, 81%.
Damn.
Fuck, are you serious?
Dead serious.
Wow. How many people reviewed it, too?
I didn't go look. I didn't look. 81%.
Damn.
Here's the thing. I don't want to spoil later, but I liked the movie. I just figured critics would really dislike it. Anyway, go on. I'm ready for the next one for Smooth's turn.
Smooth.
Yeah.
2008, The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Oh shit.
Oh god.
I don't even remember this shit.
Goodness, Smooth.
I don't. So I'm gonna go with an even 50.
50%.
Yeah, I don't remember.
What say you? He
said he I've never heard of this movie. I mean, I've right? heard that title, it's
based
but
on an older movie.
I'm gonna say 20%.
20%. Tiff destroyed it at 21%.
Oh wow!
Woo!
I know. That's really good. Goodness gracious! Woo! 1, 2, 3. Okay, we are still rolling here.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I know. I can't make a distinction because Tiff has not seen this movie, but it doesn't matter. 2005's Constantine.
Okay. That seems like a movie that critics would not like. So I'm going to say 27%.
27%. Smooth.
I'm going to go with $1 on this one because I think they destroyed it.
$1.
Yeah, I probably lost though.
Tiff wins the point.
Oh, wow.
46%. The cheat is not working today, Dwayne.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Okay. We got two more here. 1994, Speed Smooth.
Oh, they like this movie. They did like this one. That had your boy in there.
I can't believe we never did this movie.
Dennis Hoffman.
Hopper.
Dennis Hopper.
Hopper.
I'm going to go with a cool 89.
89% from the Smooth one. 89. Tiff, what you got?
57.
Smooth takes the point.
Damn.
94%.
Yeah, I knew they liked this.
Are you serious? Come on, people.
Who was that? Sandra Bullock in there too? Or was
Sandra Bullock is
yeah.
in
there. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And so was the guy from Arachnophobia. What's his name? From Dumber and Dumber? The blonde guy? I
mean, oh, okay.
Yeah, Jeff.
Jeff. Yeah,
yeah,
he was in it. Last one, y'all.
All right.
Okay. And for the tie or the win.
Right.
Tiff?
Yeah.
1989's Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. 46%.
46. Smooth.
It's got to work, man. It's got to work. I'm going to go with, I didn't want to say $1. I'm going to go with $1, man. It got to work, man.
You're changing the game.
It got to work, man.
Tiff wins the game.
Oh, okay.
Woo!
81%.
Okay, that's kind of surprising.
It's really surprising. I didn't expect that because I thought I was the only one to like this movie.
Whoa.
Whoa.
So, pretty good, y'all. Pretty good. Good game. Tiff, you did really well being your first time. Check that out. It's Smooth as a sneaky one.
I think out of all of us, I am probably the closest to being as cynical as a critic.
So you just throw your own flavor in it.
So I'm like, what would I'm just like, well, what would I think if I was critically rating this movie? Rather than how I feel about it.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole point of this thing. Yes, that's the hard part. You know, because you're like, I love 47 Ronin. I would have never bid it, you know, 14% or whatever it was, you know. God. Anyway, that's going to do it, man. We're going to take a break, our last and final one. And we're going to come back with Bill and Ted's Face the Music. I said Ted's like an old man. Bill and Ted Face the Music. We'll be right back. Boys and girls, final section, final time. So man, we wanted to go to the movies, you know, but the movies came to us. You know, I was pretty excited doing my purchase for this, because I was like, this is supposed to be a movie, but you know, this is what we get at home viewing. So we have 2020 Bill and Ted Face the Music. PG-13, 1 hour 31 minutes, adventure comedy, music, sci-fi. I don't think I need to do a synopsis for this. Everybody knows what Bill and Ted is about, pretty much. If you're listening to the show, you had to see at least one of them damn movies.
Right.
So it's been a billion years and they decided to do another one, man. Everybody's been excited. We've been showing, you know, pictures when, you know, Keanu Reeves has been he was beardless, right? We ain't seen him without a beard in years and stuff, and cut the beard off. You know, he turned into John Wick a long time ago, and all his roles, he kind of looked like that. So, you know, this is it, man. They brought it home. You know, they said they released it, you know, at the house. I guess they were scared to, you know, with the movie theater thing. So, man, before we hit this super duper hard, I forgot to say who was in this damn movie. So Keanu Reeves, Alex Winter, haven't seen him since the last Bill and Ted.
Right.
Christian, what's that? Satchel?
Shaw.
Shit. let me see. Samara Weaving.
Yep.
Is that she related to Hugo? She looked like Hugo.
William Sattler.
Is that? Wait a minute. I wonder if that's is Thea Hugo Weaving's daughter. Anyway,
Hugo Weaving.
Bridget Lundy Payne is in this. Mm-hmm. Oh shit! William Sattler is in this. I didn't even realize.
Yeah, he's deaf.
Oh shit! He did it. I didn't never know that was him to begin with.
Right. Me neither. Yeah.
Shit.
Oh, your boy Victor Zanz is in this.
Yeah, he sure was. Yeah, he sure was.
So, their uncle is Hugo Weaving.
Their uncle's Hugo. She looks like him now that I say that. She got that big forehead with the.
I just looked them up.
I'm like, Weaving. Wait a minute. So anyway, man, that's enough. Anyway, let's move. Oh, Deacon was in this. Beck Bennett, and that's enough. God damn it.
Kid Cudi from Cleveland.
Yeah,
I do like Kid Cudi.
Yeah,
is he from Cleveland?
I think so. Yeah, I believe he is. Yes, he is.
No, I didn't know who the hell he was. I said, oh, he must be somebody. But the kids must like or something. He must be somebody.
Yeah, we had a few people from Cleveland. Remember last week?
He's a rapper that like people who like indie music like, if that makes sense.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So, man, it's time to hit that time that I love so much, and that's one word. So, Tiff.
Yes.
One word.
I want to say it's a hyphenated word. Are you ready? I've never done this before.
All right.
You guys usually do this stuff.
Yeah. Because we're not articulate.
What
word is hard, y'all?
Feel good.
Feel good.
Feel good. Yeah. I can say that.
They list that as category, so I'll allow it.
Right.
I'll allow it, McCoy. So so smooth.
Totally.
Totally.
Yeah.
No explanation for that.
No explanation.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. I want to say awful.
Oh my God, you're such a shit.
Completely, totally awful. Damn.
I can see where, but let's go ahead.
I was sitting here like, no. I felt so sad for them. I was like, no. And if they hadn't worked in like a billion years, I'd be like, no, you guys had your shot and you blew it. I thought it was awful, but we'll get into that. I'm not gonna try to ruin this for everybody, but I really thought it was awful. So
wow,
I didn't want it to be, y'all know I didn't. I turned this shit on like yes, and I was like
I just disagree, because it's like it feels soft. It's not like a movie that like you're gonna race out to watch, but like
I mean, sitting there watching Keanu Reeves and Bill Winters acting like 16-year-old dudes still was just like, no. And then you had the daughter trying to do the same mannerisms and stuff, and it was like, no.
That's the joke.
I didn't mind that, but there were some stuff that I thought was like, kind of.
All right.
Let's hit the spoilers. All right. Smooth thought it was totally. So
I just said totally because that went with the movie. Totally. I mean, if you're a Bill and Ted fan.
Smooth. That's not the point of one word.
All right, Fizz. How about that?
That's better.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, like, Fizz.
Yeah. It's not about the movie. It's about how you felt about it.
If it was Fizzle.
Okay.
Fizzle.
So, Tiff, you're on your own. Yeah.
That's fine. I'm okay with that.
Okay. So, where does this thing start? I almost said, where does this monstrosity start? Let me not be that way.
We already know how you feel.
Yeah. Where does this thing start? So... Yeah. They give you a montage of young Bill and Ted, right? Of what they were supposed to do, right?
Right.
So, and I'm loving this.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man, it's in 4K. It looks great, you know? Mm-hmm. And we find out that they didn't make the song. And I tell you, one of the things I did like about it was the shitty album covers when they were starting to go downhill. It was like, it was with complete album covers that people do. You know, you're like, oh shit, he did another one. We ain't even hear about this one.
Yeah, the one, they weren't even in the picture. It was just two chairs and shit.
They went hard with them album covers. I did enjoy that. Right. I will say there were things about this movie that I did enjoy, but I still thought it was awful. I'm sorry. So,
all right.
There you go. What about the wedding? The wedding was funny.
Well, is that where we start?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Missy. Who they should have got a better looking Missy, but I think they went with the original.
Yeah, right. Lady. Yeah, I think so too.
And yeah, she's getting married. I did like the explanation.
Right, that was funny.
From how she ended up with Deacon.
Yeah, the brother.
The brother.
Bill's brother.
Yes.
Right.
And so that was funny to me. And when, you know, they were up there, you know, being charming Bill and Ted, you know, if you've never seen it before, you would be like, this is, what the hell are they doing? But I get it. They were still being them and they still had their great wit. So Tiff, you're loving this.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. This movie it's just comfort. It's just like eating like a cake. It's not supposed to be good.
That's what I hoped. I hoped the same way. I wanted that feeling, but I just,
But here's the thing I will say about this movie, and it kind of breaks my heart to say this, but I'm going to say it. I had gone back and forth. I used to think Keanu Reeves was a bad actor. And then I thought, oh, no, he's a good actor. And after seeing this, I'm like,
oh, dude.
Is he a bad actor?
I'm the same way. Go ahead.
Because I was like, you can't even play somebody that's like that. I think that even I'm not an actress, but I think I could be like, whoa, dude.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like
it worked back in the day, Tiff. You know, when he was Ted.
Right. But I mean, like, it does, but that's the thing, is it's supposed to be the same, and I don't know if he just doesn't have it in him, or like he has forgotten, or like what it is, but I was like, man, he's not good in this movie. And also, like, when he was running, I was like, oh, I thought he was in John Wick, he ran like that because he'd gotten hurt, but I think he just can't run.
Yeah, he was stumbling. Go ahead.
Like Tom Hanks runs the same way.
Yeah, he was running John Wick when he was hurt.
Okay.
Yeah. When he was hurt, yeah. Maybe he got hurt permanently during John Wick.
No, I think that Keanu was doing a good job acting when he was.
But I thought that Alex Winter did a good job. I was surprised because he's not an actor.
Bill?
So I was kind of thinking, yeah, Bill. I was kind of thinking that he would be the one that would drag the film down. But I think it was
no. No, Jonathan Winter. I mean, is it Bill Winters?
Alex Winters.
He literally put his foot in it in his acting. I mean, he was completely believable as an older but yet optimistic Bill.
Yeah.
You know, I thought so. I was like, okay, he's cool. I thought Keanu Reeves was awful, but I thought he was good when they played the older characters and stuff, all the different renditions. I was like, I like that. I thought he was fine for that. So I don't know is this the same Deacon? The same kid?
Oh, the little brother? I don't know.
I don't know. I thought it might have been. But he's marrying a lady, and then they do that awful song. But I'm glad the father stopped him and told him.
That shit was funny, though. I like that part. That shit was funny. But the kids, I thought they were being sarcastic, but they really liked the song.
Yeah.
I thought they were just being, you know, just being supportive of their fathers, but they really dug the song.
So, Tiff, how did you feel about the girls?
I liked them.
Yeah?
And I liked the fact that Bill named his daughter Ted, and Ted named his daughter Bill. I mean, their names are actually Theodora and Wilhelmina, but...
Yeah, of course. So, they I don't know, the mannerisms. The girl had Ted down pat with the mannerisms, but I don't know if I liked it or not. I don't think I did. I don't know. What about you, Smooth?
It didn't bother me at first. No? It fit because, you know, they admired their father, so, you know, they wanted to be like him. So I could see it. It wore on me, but it didn't bother me at first.
So their lives are not working for them. They going to see a therapist. Yeah. You know, together. You know, that was kind of funny. The daughters worship him. I did like that about that. You know, I was like, well, I hate snotty ass teenagers. You know, and so when I don't see a snotty
teenager, they're not teenagers. They're 25.
They're 25.
Oh wow,
I missed that shit. So. Yeah. They're that old.
They said they're taking after you. They're 25, but they still live at home and have no job.
They did say that. So, yeah. But they look like teen girls to me. God damn it.
They do look very young. But, I mean, we're old. So, 25-year-olds look young to us.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true, man.
So, you know, Bill has, Ted has the meltdown, you know, realizing he's about to quit the band. And right when that happens, Rufus's daughter showed up. And I wonder what they was going to do with that. You know, how they were going to. If they were, you know, because it can't, to me, the George Carlin character was important, but I don't think it was that damn important. I think he could have did something else. And I don't even know if having them relate, be the daughter showing up. I don't know if that was necessary. What did you guys think about that?
No, they need a guide.
Yeah, exactly.
No. I'm saying having it be related to Rufus.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's part of the movie, man. You know, you give it some, I don't know.
Well, okay. Yeah. Her name is Kelly.
Right. Yeah.
And the name is based off of Kelly Carlin, which is George Carlin's daughter.
Okay, I get that.
So it's like a tribute to him.
Yeah, a tribute.
Why not? It's just part of.
I'm just wondering because I was like, you know, Rufus was cool. What shit? He wasn't. Anybody could have did that role, you know. So anyway, so let's keep moving on. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to be too hard on it, but
trying not to doo doo on it too much.
Christ.
So. You know,
I'm not holding back the next time we talk about a movie I don't like.
You shouldn't hold back.
I'm ready. No, go on.
Okay, so they're in the therapy thing, and I thought it was kind of cute that they kept saying we love you, ladies, and stuff like that. That these cats have not separated. One thing I did like about it is that it wasn't one of those movies where they went on in separate ways and they got to get the band back together. You know, I liked that they were still together, trying to hammer out this tune and stuff. And so, you know, the lady shows up. Rufus's daughter and takes him to the future and they meet this council. Now, I had a big problem with the future. It looked like they were doing the Skype thing with the fake background.
I was gonna say the same thing. I didn't like the CG.
And I was like, why did y'all go so hard with the CG smooth, right?
Right, yeah, it didn't look good at all.
What about you, Tiff? Didn't bother you?
I mean, I don't care. It is like, this movie doesn't need a good CGI future.
Well, I don't think it needed a CGI. You could have went to a college campus or something and say, this is the future. You know, put some future shit around and call it a day and spend $5 doing it. You know, I mean, hell, it's been a pandemic. You could have shot and nobody was there, you know, like that place looked like. I was like, why does it look so shit? Hey, damn, it was bad. Yeah. So we meet this council, and very much like the other council with them floating. But, you know, everything's light and they're all women now, pretty much.
Yeah, they are all women. There's no pretty much about it.
Yeah, because was it three men in the last one?
Don't know.
Tiffany, you remember that? Wasn't one of them Clarence Carter or something like that? Was the guy to play the saxophone for the boss, Clarence, whatever his name was?
I have no idea.
Shit. So anyway, man. So the lady tears him up. I like when Ted is like, they hated us. It was like, yeah, they did. So I thought it was kind of funny that they decided to cheat their way and steal the song for themselves. I mean, I don't know if it was really characteristic. They were bagging the history people for the history test back in the day.
Right.
But stealing it from themselves. So I thought that was a little uncharacteristic for them. I thought they would have been trying to figure out some kind
of way. Actually, I thought that was ingenious.
Yeah, I thought that was very much in character.
So let's steal it from us and stuff.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So then they start going to the future. The daughters see the future thing happen.
Right, they see the phone booth.
And so the daughters are on their own journey, right?
Oh, no, yes. They don't see the phone booth. They see, old girl. The egg. She comes through.
They're doing what Bill and Ted did on the first movie. And I was more interested in that story than I was in the Bill and Ted story because they were kind of like just bumbling idiots running around, you know, running into them their more awful selves every single time, you know.
Right.
I don't know, Smooth. What was your favorite awful self?
My favorite officer, well, it would be the prison, because that was so funny.
It was funny. That was funny.
Because his head was so fucking small, man. His body was just so big. And listen, it had all the
prison pats. Stuff was funny.
The prison stuff was funny, man.
I don't know, Jeff, what was your favorite awful Bill and Ted?
I think I liked the awful Bill and Ted, the first ones they meet, because of how...
the runners...
when they leave, you can just see the Bill kicking the Ted...
it was
on the ground. I don't know. I don't know. You're right. I kind of did like the girls' adventure more. And I wonder if that's intentional.
Like maybe it's a girl movie coming one day.
Correct.
With just them. Well, it's supposed to be all harmony now in a universe. So the story has been told. But you could. Yeah, you could definitely do something else. Because like Bill and Ted 2, he was like, they doing a second one? You know, and right. They actually came up with a story. You know, so... yeah, I enjoyed the girls thing. You know, they went and got Jimi Hendrix, and then they got Louis Armstrong.
Yeah,
and then they went and got a Mozart. Now,
right.
In the first Bill and Ted, did they get Mozart or did they get Beethoven?
They got Beethoven.
Okay,
Beethoven. Yeah, because he was deaf.
Okay, right. I was like, didn't they grab him before? You know, right. So
then they got Groom.
Yeah,
Groom. And Ling Loon.
Yeah.
So they're grabbing people, and I dig it. And then the robot goes to kill Bill and Ted.
That's the part that really pissed me off. Well, at first I thought I was like, oh, they're adding a dark element to this. This could be good. But then the robot just was not.
Hey, I kind of like when the robot was mistakenly killing people.
I knew you would like the robot. That's the weird shit about you. It's wow. Like you like the shittiest parts and you hate the good stuff.
No. Shitty. That
understand?
Was shitty,
y'all didn't. Y'all wouldn't listen. I said I like when he was when he made the mistake and he was killing people. I thought that shit was funny. I was like, oh shit, he killed. And then when he killed, he killed everybody. He was. I was laughing at that shit.
No.
Yes. The robot. They could have did.
So Tiff, you didn't need the robot.
No, I mean, here's the thing, it didn't bother me, but it seemed very much like the guy who plays Death is a little too old to be funny.
Yeah, well,
so they had to have somebody else be kind of like the another funny element, so they introduced this machine. I get it. It seems like to me somewhat of a necessary element, because they did say that the prophecy was like, oh, we think it's that Bill and Ted die.
Yeah. And so
that's the reasoning. But like, yeah, sure. Well, I mean, I could have done without
it. But you had to have another way for them to be killed. They had to
get to hell. Yeah,
right. They had to go to hell. And so they were all in hell.
I mean, they were all bad. That's what I'm saying.
No, I think that the thing just sends you to hell whether you're bad or good.
Wow, that's shitty.
Yeah, that's what you have to look forward to. Right. So this is what I thought should have happened at this part.
Okay, tell me. Tell me the secret to success.
I don't know if it would have been successful, but when they went to hell, I think all time should have stopped for them. You know?
Oh.
I don't think like the clock that they had should have kept working, because I was like, well, maybe they can spend so much time in hell that they finally write the song and stuff, you know?
Who wants to write a song in hell?
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, you know. So then we get Death again, and he's, you know, I like that he tried to take over the band. I thought that shit was funny.
That was funny.
I like what he was talking about. He did an 8-minute bass solo.
Right.
48-minute bass solo. I'm like, oh, damn. He was tripping.
Yeah.
So things that made me laugh about the movie.
Right. Yeah. No, it was. It was some stuff that was funny.
I mostly what I like about this movie is it feels there's not been a lot of times during this pandemic where I can watch something and just feel okay. Where like I feel fine and like I don't worry and like, you know what I mean? Like a lot of stuff is either worrying because it's supposed to be like when you watch The Boys, it's upsetting in a lot of ways.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Or it's boring.
Gotcha.
And this movie had a nice the way I would describe it is kind of strange. It's the kind of movie that you turn on a Sunday and you fall asleep to. It's not like boring to the point where you're like, I can't watch this, but it's not so great that you can't not take a nap. Do you know what I mean? It's like perfect.
Okay, I feel you feeling like that way. I felt totally opposite, so I get it.
Okay.
I felt I couldn't wait for it to be over with. I was like, God damn, Jesus. I want to turn
it's
this
only an hour and a half long. You guys made me watch some shit that's like 5 hours long.
It's not a competition for misery, Tiff.
It is a competition, and I am going to win.
So they had that one battle, you know, when they were musing Mozart to come outside. I really like that music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the final song. So, okay. they get there, they find out where they're supposed to be. It made no sense until they got there. And the world was like imploding on itself. And then they started doing this music. And after they got the song going, I was like, this song is awful. I'm not feeling the groove. I'm not feeling the zen of it.
Well, the whole thing was to get everybody involved.
I get it. Yeah, but, yeah. I thought the song could have been better. I was like, God damn it. It's I'm like, why is Louis Armstrong there? So he can go every 2 or 3 times in the song. I'm like, oh God, it just got him there tooting, you know? I mean, I didn't like the song. I didn't like it.
Oh my God. I can't remember. Okay. I thought it was fine.
Okay. Yeah. I did enjoy old ass Bill and Ted in that nursing home.
Oh yeah? You did?
Yeah, I did. I liked those guys. Because the movie got a tiny bit of heart at that point because they were back to being normal guys and they weren't assholes anymore because every time they see them, they just kept getting worse and worse and worse and worse.
Right, yeah.
You know, and they had the music and things like that. So at this point, it was pretty much the end,
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a stinger at the end where they had them old dudes playing the guitars and stuff, We're at home, I just zipped forward and stuff. Did you just watch that, Tiff?
I didn't see it.
No, I just know that it happened. I did not watch it.
And I thought the old dudes was going to F them when they were in that nursing home, with the hugging and stuff, because the old lady stole the box when they was in the nursing home.
Right.
And then I was like, and they were smiling like, it's they here, but they're not, but they're gone, And I was like, are these guys playing them? Are they going to do something? But nah, they had got themselves together. So I don't know, Tiff. I'm glad you liked it, man. I'm glad it gave you something warm and fuzzy because I just couldn't wait for it to be over. And I thought Keanu Reeves was the worst thing about it.
He was the worst thing about it.
I didn't think that. I didn't think he was the worst thing about it. I just thought the movie was just it fit like a flat pop.
Yeah. Still drinkable, but yeah, still drinkable, you wish the next one would be good, better.
Yeah, right. Instead of Dr. Pepper was Mr. Pibb.
Mm. There we go, man. Hey, there we are. So that's going to do it. That's going to do it. Next week, man, what are we doing, guys? Are we going to do some episodes of The Boys?
We could.
We could.
Watch some of that. Yeah. Get your oof and ah and ah goddamn factors ready for dealing with that goddamn thing. That take a lot out of you watching The Boys. So I guess we'll do The Boys, man. It's plenty of stuff for us to do. Yes, for sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we're rolling now, man. We are not at a loss for content. That's all. Oh, yeah. And the Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network challenged us to watch the first episode of The X-Files from our...
Get fucked.
Man, come on,
the discussions from last week, so I think we might do a one-shot. Oh, God. It's gonna be fun, guys. It's gonna be fun.
I'm gonna stop talking about shit.
Right.
I'm upset. I am upset. You have ruined my day.
All right, man. So that's gonna do it. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. And until with me is my sensitive co-host, Miss Tiff, about herself. Say goodbye to the people, Tiff.
It's been a pleasure as always.
Mr.
SM Dolov spells smooth, not Dwayne. And we out of here.
Yeah, you already blew it. You're not something else.
I have something.
Wild Stallions.
Right. There you go. Excellent.
Okay. So until next week, we will be
on patrol. On patrol.
What the hell is going on here? Bye, y'all.
Is that on? Oh, goodbye.